So the reality here is that small tenants, as compared to medium and large tenants, are in many ways the same, with one major difference. Small tenants and large tenants alike typically are faced with the same lease form. They're given the same landlord's lease form. It's the same for a small tenant, same for a large tenant. Can be 30 pages, 50 pages, 60 pages. The issues faced by the small tenant are the same as the large tenant. You know, rent, timing of delivery of the space, the term, all the other business fundamental issues are often the same. The major difference here, though, is that small tenants and large tenants have vastly different resources to use in leveraging negotiations and addressing the issues that arise during the term of the lease. By virtue of just the sheer dollar amount of rent that's being paid by a large tenant, that often is enough incentive to bring the landlord to the negotiating table to discuss changes. So the reality here is that a small tenant is often not going to get the same protections that a larger, more sophisticated tenant is going to get. And we'll have to just accept that it will live with more or less the landlord's form. I want to note here that another similarity or between the large tenant and the small tenant is that the issues are often as significant for the small tenant as they are for the large tenant, if not more significant. When you think of a mom and pop store, their ability to stay open, their ability to obtain, for example, rent abatement in case the shopping center loses utilities and, you know, they have to be out of business for a week, for example, in the case of the winter storm. You know, that could be a make it or break it for a mom and pop, whereas a larger tenant often has the financial resources to weather those storms. So given these realities, given that a small tenant has to live with landlord's lease form, as I said, could be as, you know, short as maybe 20, 30 pages, sometimes much, much longer, you know, getting up to 60 pages or more. Given this reality, given the fact that the small tenant recognizes it doesn't have the leverage to get landlord to be willing to enter into negotiations of, you know, any meaningful nature, and given that the tenant itself doesn't have the resources to pay for, you know, $10, $20, $30, $40,000 in legal fees to negotiate a lease. So given those things, what are the tools available to the leasing attorney, the tenant's attorney, to help manage the process and create value for the tenant? When I say value, I think it's important that the attorney recognize the probability of gaining any kind of concession from the landlord, the time it would take to address that, and hence the legal fees that it would take to address that, and essentially perform a cost-benefit analysis in that process. Now, let me note two things about lease forms and landlords that use their lease forms. The first is that some lease forms are better than others. I've seen lease forms that are borderline unconscionable, that shock the conscience, that I immediately want to mark up, but realize that we can't be doing that with the small tenant leases. And then I've seen lease forms that are a lot easier. to read through and strike a much more balanced approach and balance of interest between landlord and tenant. Problem is that by the time that the small tenant lease matter is before the lawyer, you don't really have a choice of that. The landlord's already been determined, and the lease, you know, his lease form is his or her or lease form is what it is. The other thing I'll note is that oftentimes, notwithstanding what's written in the lease, there can be some kind of peace of mind, some kind of reliance on the landlord and the landlord's reputation for being reasonable, or in certain instances for being a little bit harder to work with. And that can help guide the conversation with the tenant about whether or not to enter into a lease or to consider the level of negotiations required in that lease. Now, I'll caveat that by saying that landlords change. So that's another discussion to have, is whether this landlord that's currently in control of office building or shopping center, the property, whether that landlord will continue to be there in, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, which also depends on a comparison to the term that the tenant intends to lease.